This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's not J-Law, it's not J-Lo, it's Joy Law.
A very big welcome to Chris from the team at KHQ Lawyers. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Now, today, Chris, we're going to talk about intersex and the law.
Yeah, so last week we had the Intersex Awareness Day on the 26th of October, and next week on the 8th of November, I think it's next week, is Intersex Day of Solidarity. Firstly, sad we have to have those specific days to acknowledge all their rights, etc.
And why 2 days spread out over a fortnight? Maybe it should just be a whole week.
Yeah, I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
Mm. People have a week birthdays, don't they?
I do. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Can imagine you two would. So look, we thought it would be really interesting to talk around intersex and their legal rights, especially within the family law context. There has been a really kind of sad history around the way intersex children have been treated, not requiring a court order or even the child's consent for them to undergo quite invasive procedures, such as, you know, chopping off a penis or testicles, deciding what sex a child would be without ever really allowing that child to form that opinion. To identify themselves. When I was sitting here thinking about what we should talk about today, I think it's really important to acknowledge where we've come from and where we're going to.
So do those sort of things still happen today?
No. So current law is that parents cannot make decisions. They call them special medical procedures that have an irreversible outcome.
Was it always the parents making the decisions, or did doctors sometimes take it upon themselves and go, oh, this maybe doesn't look quite right, I'm going to fix it myself? And then
Look, ultimately parents have to give consent.
Okay.
But when they're being guided by medical practitioners that think they know what's in the best interest of a child, you're really going to do what a doctor says, aren't you? If they say your child is male, he or she may have female genitalia, but no, that they're male, we're going to go with the male sex. I mean, would you think twice? Would you question it? It's kind of, you know, and we've had, we've got Tony Briffa, who's a fantastic advocate of the intersex community, and he had a horrendous time, and I don't think he's backwards in coming forwards about what he's been through. And, you know, he was born with testes as well as female anatomy, and, you know, his parents made the decision when he was 7 to cut off his testes. So he never had that decision or that, he never could give that consent because he was never asked.
So there's that issue, obviously, with the surgery, but in terms of birth certificate and the gender you are assigned at birth on a piece of paper.
Yeah, so in Victoria you can't elect to be no sex, and you can't elect to be male and female. You have to be assigned a gender. Tony Briffa actually has an exemption on his, and he doesn't have anything on his birth certificate, but he is the exemption. But on kind of the backwards in the birth certificate of marriages, it identifies a gender. So it's what genetically you are most of.
And what is there a legal reason why a birth certificate has to have a gender identified?
Yeah, it's just because we're backwards in coming forwards. It's just another change. I mean, Human Rights Equal Opportunity Centre have been doing so much around advocating for this. Anna Brown, and, you know, they're unsuccessful in passing a law recently. So, there's a lot of change that is needed there.
We're chatting to Chris from KHQ Lawyers for our regular segment called Joy Law, and we're talking about intersex and the law. Now, Chris, let's define our terms. What does intersex mean?
Yeah, look, so the Australian Human Rights Commission define an intersex person as someone who is born with genetic, hormonal or physical sex characteristics that are not typically male or female. Intersex people have a diversity of bodies and gender identities, and they can identify as male, female, male and female, or neither.
So they can identify as male or female or neither, but on their birth certificate,
they have to be one or the other. Yeah, in all states except for ACT, ACT you can, but the rest of the states still, the rest of the country still kind of can.
Why is that a state by state thing and not a like universal rule?
Great question. In so many areas around LGBTI issues, it's a state by state thing. So surrogacy, it used to be same-sex parenting, but that's now a federal jurisdiction. But yeah, surrogacy, intersex, a lot of things are state by state. So you could be legally a parent in Victoria, for example, and you go into state and you're not. Like, it's just there's so many, that's not a good example, but there are so many different ways. Yeah, it's just our laws are backwards.
So is it only if you are born in a particular state or if you move states?
Born. Okay. Yeah. So then you got the problem of for example, ACT, your birth certificate says male and female, but then you come and live in Victoria, what are you? You know what I mean? Like it's, we've got a lot of work to do.
And I know we've discussed this previously, but around marriage equality.
Mm.
So what is the status there for an intersex person? Can they get legally married?
If they have a male and female on the birth certificate, one would say no.
Is that interesting?
Mm.
Well, thank you so much, Christina, for joining us from KHQ Lawyers. If you do have any questions regarding the law, regarding anything to do with the LGBTI community, please send us an email at joylaw@joy.org.au.
And of course, you can catch up on podcasts of our past episodes at the Joy website, joy.org.au.
Thanks, Chris. Guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.